You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Choreographer Alleluia Panis has brought rhythm and stories to Bay Area stages for over 40 years. After immigrating from the Philippines in the mid-60s, Alleluia became a fixture in the South of Market Filipino arts community. Her nonprofit, Cool Arts, gives Filipino artists a platform to share their experiences and cultural traditions. Alleluia's latest dance production called Belly of the Eagle, Manong is Deity, opens this weekend. She gave KELW's Janae Darden a snapshot of Filipino life back in the day in San Francisco.
It used to be the Kearny Street was called Manila Town because the businesses were there. And so they have like cafes and bars and specifically catered to the Filipinos that the white establishment kind of freaked out about. And they would have this cafes that everybody knew there was a gambling thing in the back.
Okay.
And so it's kind of like an open secret. So but then when the cops would come, they would pay some money so that they'll know that they're coming so they
can be warned.
Right. So it was like, okay, is that right or wrong? Who are we to say? But they were just trying to struggle and live through it. So those are interesting stories to me to see or hear kind of the challenges that people face. They were, you know, young people like myself looking for something, you know, looking for identity. And I got involved with a bunch of artists, and we were called the Artist Committee. We had all kinds of artists. We had dancers, we had musicians, we had writers, we had visual artists. And it was, for the dancers, it was just an exciting time for all of us, because at the time, Alvin Ailey was our hero. It's like, here's a person that has done it. Let's look at it. You know, we want to be like him and his company. So that's what we were doing. We looked at our where we can find models for ourselves. But then, of course, it is within the Filipino and Asian lens. And there was just a lot of excitement for all of us to create something coming from ourselves.
Was there pressure on you to Americanize your art?
We all felt that we were Americans, particularly them. They felt they were Americans. I mean, I was more close to my Philippine roots. But for them, they don't know the Philippines. They know the Philippines through their parents or grandparents. But this is the world, and this is society. This is the country they belong and they live in. So there wasn't so much of a question around being Americanizing, I think. There was a question of, do we want to be, I don't know what word to use, mainstream,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we wanted that too, but we wanted it in our own terms. How do you include your personal cultural experience and your movement to your storytelling through movement? I learned some folkloric dances. And then throughout the years, I would go learn from indigenous master artists. But we're not from that culture either, but we are part of that culture, and we are also part American. So what is this hybrid? So I go to the Philippines like every 2 years. I go to the southern part of the Philippines, which was uncolonized. There are a lot of indigenous cultures still exist that I seeked out. And the first time that I experienced ceremony called Ipat, I was floored by the art that is involved in it. And from the offerings that are meticulously designed or carefully taken care of, from the colors to the arrangement of it and the dancing. There is so much dancing and music that doesn't stop, and the chanting and the talk stories. And then I realized that this is what art is supposed to do to people, is to take you to that energetic field that's connected to the universe. And I'm going to sound woo-woo now, but that sense of in rhythm with that vibration of the universe is what art does. And the entry points are music, the images, the visuals, the scent, like all the senses, to get you to that higher sense of self.
How the stories that you're telling, you think, different than the stories we've heard about with Filipinos and Filipino immigration?
I think we have the statistics, but we don't have the personal stories. That's, to me, is the most interesting I mean, there's been a lot of like metrics of how many nurses have come to this country since 1911 or whenever, how many farm workers, how many were repatriated, farm workers that develop unions. There are a lot of Filipinos that were empowered and were part of the labor movement, but were eclipsed by, you know, because they joined Cesar Chavez and all of that. So Cesar Chavez became more famous. And so then the Filipino story was basically
kind of erased,
yeah,
in a way.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and the word is erase. It's like, this is what we're trying to do, is how do we not disappear that way? And then how do we, like I said, how do we empower ourselves to tell these stories? For a lot of folks who know Philippine dance, they will see it. They will go, oh, you put that. I said, mm-hmm, I'm glad you got it. But, you know, for other folks who don't, they just said, oh, it's just movement. But for people who know, then that's it. I think it's not any different from you're watching a foreign film or a foreign telenovela or something, and you hear an English word here and there, right? Or like an English phrase. So you understand it, but you don't understand anything else. That's what I'm hoping I'm doing, is how am I creating new language to tell the stories through movement?
This production, it's Filipino-American stories, which is part of American history. Mm-hmm. Why now? Why is this important to do this now?
I think it's always been important to do it. Today is a better time than yesterday or tomorrow. And also, there's a need to honor being here and what it has taken for us to be here. What are the magical things that we carry with us to keep us going?
That was choreographer Alleluia Panis speaking with KELW's Janae Darden. You can catch her show Belly of the Eagle, Manang is Deity this weekend at the Bindle Stiff Studio in San Francisco.